Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Jack Aldrich, a great futurist and author of 10 books, including Foresight 2020. That's his new one. Jack Aldrich, ULDRICH.com is the website. Check it out. You'll thank me later. Jack, we're talking about a list of things that you're saying, a list of questions that we should be asking ourselves about our businesses. And I'm gonna paraphrase one you have here, number 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I'm going to paraphrase it is to get your team together and say, okay, what does the asteroid look like that's going to take us out in sometime in the next 5 years?
That is right. And this is a question you and your team should ask at least once a year, sort of what threats, new competitors are out there that could end your business. And it might sound like a depressing question, but it is going to prompt a lot of
You have to ask it.
You do. And because the virtue of asking that question is the very fact that you're asking it makes it less likely that you will go out of business. But if you don't ask that question, then you're not aware of how your customers are changing, how your business is changing, how your business model is changing. You're not long for this world. So,
well, and you might have to make, it might just help you make some adjustments. You know, one of the things I've been saying for a long time, Jack, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right. And so that to that point, the next question you might want to ask is, what might we do differently? Is there, what experiment or pilot project might we want to play around with? Is there a new way to engage our customers? Is there a new product we can think about selling? And if it looks like it's promising, then devote more resources to it. If it doesn't work, that's the price of doing business today. Not everything is going to work, but you have to learn from it. You know, one other question I think we all have to ask ourselves, especially futurists. I mean, I tend to be enamored of all of these new technologies. They're wonderful, but at the end of the day, we're all human. And so the question is, how can I, in my business, still relate to my customer in the most human way? And maybe there are some new technologies, social media, that allow you to make a more human connection with your customer. So really start, I mean, it's not any great advice, but really focus on the customer, but then say, are there ways we can leverage all of this change to engage our customers in powerful, new, meaningful ways that allow us to get back to the human face-to-face?
Right. Well, just as John Nesbitt said 34 years ago, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we want. People still want to have trust. They still want to find people they can trust. Trust is still not only the right thing to do, it's the best practice.
Trust is also, it's the best currency, and it is the best advertising.
Yep, and that's what you were saying about the humanity. That's the humanity.
Yeah, that's right. So to that point, you know, one of the other questions I have on the list, and I hope you'll put the whole My Question Future framework up on your website.
We will.
It has the 11, and they're just starter questions. Of course, there are hundreds, thousands of other questions you can and should be asking, but this will give your listeners a way to use questions to prompt their thinking and to change their future. But this whole, another really powerful question is, what won't change about your business, about your customers? And
mm-hmm.
we tend not to really ask this question very often, but I think if you do, you're going to come to some real insights as to why customers really value your business or your product.
And see, this is something that I encourage younger business owners to think about, because they're so focused on new school stuff, sometimes they give fundamentals, old school fundamentals, short shrift. They need to remember some of these fundamentals are not only appropriate today, they were appropriate 1,000 years from now, they'd be appropriate 500 years from now.
That's right. I always say, if you want to understand what will still survive far into the future, look what has survived the last few thousand
right.
years.
Right.
And it is, there are certain institutions, there are certain activities, face-to-face dinners, you
right.
know, other
high
other
touch
things.
And cash flow are old school fundamentals. They're always going to be here, aren't they, Jack?
Yes, they are. And thank God they're
right. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thank you.
JackAldrich.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.